Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. My name is David Jeunesse, and I am Market Segment Manager with IBM in the ECM Group. And I focus on document imaging and capture. And these are solutions that automate the input, conversion, and retention of documents, the extraction of key data from documents, and then the business processes that depend on those documents and data, which we often call workflow. So today, the topic of our podcast is workflow, and I am joined by two experts, Rich Medina from DocuLabs, and DocuLabs has been around since 1993. Richard is one of the co-founders, and he has spent many years and worked with hundreds of clients to advise, consult, and help put into practice document automation, business process automation solutions. And so we're delighted to have Rich with us. We also have with us Philip Page, and Philip is the offering manager for the ECM division of IBM Software Group. And what offering managers do is they listen to customers and they work with the product and development teams to build offerings that meet those customer needs. And he is the architect of a new product called Production Imaging Edition, which combines automated capture, retention, and workflow solutions into one single product in a way that's never been done before. So the topic is workflow, and I thought we ought to start with Rich Medina and get a sense of what do we mean when we talk about workflow? What is workflow, Rich?
Sure. Well, workflow is about the management and the automation of, say, business processes, as opposed to, say, content management, which is about the management of documents and other content objects. So you're focusing on the processes rather than the objects. And workflows differ in, you know, their complexity. They go from simple to complex, in how structured they are. They're loosey-goosey and ad hoc, or they're very, very structured. In the participants, sometimes they're just people to people. Sometimes they're people to machine. Sometimes they're machine to machine with process automation. They differ in their purposes. And for the current question, I just want to focus on difference in purposes for 1 second. And when we're talking about capture and imaging and workflow, we're often talking about three different types of workflow that differ in purpose. So there's workflow to manage, let's say, the capture process. And that's just the workflow within the capture. So whatever is needed for pre-capture, and then the actual capture scanning process, indexing, QA, and then release to the downstream imaging system. That's capture workflow. The second one might be called information lifecycle management workflow, and that's all about managing the entire lifecycle of the document from capture through management and use and retention and disposition at the end of its life. It may include capture as part of that, but it's it extends throughout the entire life cycle of the document. Third kind of workflow is really called, let's say, business process workflow. And that's about managing the business process of which the other types of workflow are a part, are embedded in it. So instead of about managing the capture process for loan processing or managing the loan documents from the time they hit the organization to the time that you destroy them, this is about managing the loan process in its entirety, of which the documents involved in the loan process are a part, but just one part. And workflow products from IBM, you know, can address all three of those areas.
Well, that's it. We're talking about automation, and previously, I'm sure many of these processes were manual. So you come into an organization, and you help them go through that process of, sorry to use the word process again, but to automate what was once a manual process, turn it into a, you know, more effective, faster, more accurate, probably less cost type of an operation. So in that exercise, what are some of the best practices of organizations that you work with? When these programs are successful, what are the elements in place?
Right. So I'll say three things kind of scattershot, and then I'll be much more rigorous, and you'll see what I mean by that. The first is, if I had something interesting to say that most folks don't think about, it's this. since a big issue is the amount of change that has to happen, you're going to be messing with work, introducing workflow, you're going to be messing with people's lives, their daily lives, as well as how the work is structured and so on. It's often hard. That's one problem. The second problem is that it's hard to get a mandate to make it happen. That is, you've got to mess with so many things that often folks who are trying to put new workflow through just don't have the power, the ability to make it happen. So what I often look for is see if there's a bigger project, a bigger initiative that you can latch on to and get some of that mandate to help you push it through. So it might be a greater initiative to re-engineer customer-facing applications that you can get into, an ERP project which you can push the imaging into, something like that. I mean, the downside of that is that the bigger the project is, the more likely it's going to hinder you and bog you down. So you'll be priority 300 in this long list on the roadmap. But you try to decouple the way you implement and try to couple the way strategically you get budget and can get the mandate to get things to happen. The second thing is a cliche, kind of, and that's absolutely positively follow proper procedure, processes for do a current state, envision the future state, do a rigorous roadmap, and execute off of the roadmap. You'd be surprised at how many workflow projects don't do something as simple as that. The third thing in the scattershot answer is, before I get to the rigor, is capture and manage. Your first phase should be, in most cases, to capture and manage the documents first. That's phase one. Phase two is then when you introduce more of the workflow. And first, phase one, you'll have to do some basic routing and so on, so folks can get access to the documents that are now imaged. But don't mess with major processes first. Let the documents live for a time as electronic documents before you rearrange everything. And the fourth thing, which is the big issue, is have a program framework. And what I mean by that is kind of a glorified checklist of, let's say, six big elements, components that your workflow project should be addressing. So here are the six really quickly. The first is absolutely positively have a strategy for the workflow that does a good division of labor between what it's doing and what the rest of ECM and your organization is doing and records management and so on. Fit your workflow into your ECM strategy. Second, have a government and operations structure. Who's going to be the center of what's going to be in the center of excellence? What roles are going to be and what responsibilities are played by the roles and so on? Third, address information architecture. A big part of workflow is routing things and having proper, which requires proper indexing, proper tagging, and so on. So make sure you're addressing that. Fourth is the actual process design and implementation. And again, as I suggested in the last question about information lifecycle management, the kind of processes that you're going to be designing are loan processing processes, but also the process for the life cycle of the documents involved in the loan process. So when do they become official records? What happens when they become official records? Where's the record schedule that they hook into for proper retention and disposition and so on? I'm almost done. Fifth is architecture and technology, so that you're fitting into the architecture and IT, ECM, workflow technology of your enterprise and not decoupled from it, but you're actually taking advantage of the existing portfolio of products that the organization has. And then last is communication and training. So being an evangelist and then doing the proper training on folks on the new workflow.
Thank you. And over to Philip here. We just heard a number of different types of workflows from Rich, and we also heard of a lot of different capabilities that need to be put into play as you go through this multi-phase process. Can you tell us a little bit about Production Imaging Edition and how you can enable the kind of process improvement project that Rich has just described?
Good, yeah. Production Imaging Edition from IBM includes four main elements. There's capture, content management, workflow management, and imaging, image viewing and reaction and annotation. That sounds like more than four, but there are four on my slide anyway. The workflow management element is in turn divided into five sections, and each of these five sections helps you create new workflows and adjust them to suit your individual documents, individual departments, and individual company. So within workflow management, we have the ability to create new workflows. There's a process designer, which is a graphical tool, very easy to use, which allows you to convert the interviews that you've had with your various stakeholders into a graphical representation of whether it's a simple process of moving content from A to B and notifying the right person that the content now exists for their attention, or whether it's a complex process that interacts with internal and external activities and software applications and people and companies. So that's the process designer. Second element is the ability to import processes that have been designed using Microsoft Visio Connector. A lot of our customers like this this tool and use it elsewhere in their organizations. So processes that you've built and designed using Visio can be easily imported automatically into IBM Production Imaging Edition. The third element is a tracker to allow you to keep track of what assets are moving through the system and in what processes and by whom those processes are being managed, so that you can easily see where traffic is potentially stalled and where it's moving slowly, where you might feed extra information to take up the slack. Fourth element is an analyzer, which allows you to look at those business processes and have the system recommend where efficiencies, if you branch this this process into two or three steps and divided the content by geography, for example, it would be able to show you that where efficiencies, further efficiencies can be obtained. And finally is a simulator, which allows you to test out the processes that you've designed with estimated volumes. And so you can see even before you put a process into effect in real life, you can test it to see whether your resources and your personnel are going to be over or underworked as a consequence of that process. So the summary is that it's very flexible. It will allow you to create processes that are tuned to your organization, your documents, your people, and your volumes.
Well, thank you, Philip. Both Philip and Rich Medina are part of a larger webcast called Imaging and Workflow, the Best Applications, which you can find by following a link from the same email or webpage where you found this podcast. And I encourage you to spend almost an hour with these two gentlemen and learn and dig a little bit deeper. To learn more about DocuLabs, visit www.doculabs.com. And to learn more about IBM Production Imaging Edition, visit ibm.com/software/data/content-management/production-imaging. That is a mouthful, but I guarantee it's worth it if you get there to learn more about Production Imaging Edition. So thank you very much to our guest today, Rich Medina from DocuLabs and Philip Page from IBM.
Thank you.